You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Man, the Warriors' performance is one that is out of character for the last two seasons, really. I know there have been some up and down results in 2023 as well, but it felt like the structure that's held them in contests for so long in game in the games leading up to round seven kind of just fell apart. And it happens to all teams. Every team eventually slips up in some shape or form, and that was a particularly ugly one. And no one's making excuses for it. It just wasn't up to standard. But the Titans as a team, a couple of weeks ago, this looked like everyone's like, oh, God, why do we get the Titans on Anzac Day? Why couldn't we have the contest? Well, I know the Titans haven't won a game, Smithy, but they have been pretty close, very, very close in the last couple of games. They only just got pipped 34-30 by a very good Manly side that the Warriors drew with the week prior. That was the game last week. And then it was Golden Point with a remarkable comeback against the Gold Point lost for them, I should point out, sorry, and a remarkable comeback against the old Raiders. They've played four top eight sides in their six games, and outside of that, they got flogged by the Bulldogs, who are down low, but they also lost to the Dragons, who the Warriors just lost to, and they are knocking on the top eight. So they've played some pretty good sides, and they've been improving week by week by week. They are a better side than their 0-6 shows, and the teams like that in the NRL, Smithy, they're due a win. They're not far off, and there's nothing. If the Warriors produce what they produced last week, they could be very close to their first win. So I think that the Warriors don't have an easy assignment, as the letter suggests here. They are more than capable of putting away the Titans. They're favourites. They should be favourites, and they should win this game. But it's a stark warning to people who are sitting around going, oh, well, at least they'll bounce back against the Titans. That's not a guarantee. You ask Manly fans would have felt the same. So had Raiders fans, and they walked away wiping sweat away from their brow. So I'm really intrigued by the contest. I think the loss of Kurt Capewell is just another blow to lose somebody in that forward pack. The amount of talent out injured is certainly concerning, but it's great to get Dylan Walker back. Dylan Walker, the ultimate utility. Do you know, I worked out the other day, Smithy, along with winning a couple of premierships, winning a premiership playing for Australia and representing New South Wales. Dylan Walker has played every single position in a starting 13 and sporting a bit on the bench at NRL level. Every single position. So you talk about utility. Look, you're not going to chuck him at fullback and wing these days. But the fact of the matter is, this guy knows his way around a footy team and can be where you need him to be. He's a real competitor, a real live wire in the team. So I think getting him back with the personnel they're missing is massive. But young Jacob Laban goes into the starting side. And it's good to see Zion Ma'u come onto the bench too. You may remember him as the guy who got who came onto the field in that trial in Christchurch and got marched pretty much immediately for the high shot. Now, he does have aggression in his game, but it doesn't veer onto to that side too often. Very talented young man that people have been waiting to see get his opportunity, and he is named on that bench. But it'll be really interesting to see how the bench is used this time around, because Andrew Webster didn't use the bench as much as expected when his rotation was thrown out. Now, he's had a full week to prepare with what he's got there. They've got three sizable middles in Walker, Ale and Mayu this time. So really intrigued to see how the bench works differently against a Titan side that's got some size to it. And they're certainly they've been showing taking no quarters there, Smith, really pushing it forward. And I've loved watching the return to form of Kieran Foran, by the way, a player who I've got so much time for. So I can't wait. It's going to be special. And as you mentioned, Anzac Day adds so much to this. It's going to be amazing.